know, man, like I said, man, I've been going for a minute. You know, been celebrating my birthday, man, for the last 2 weeks, man. If everybody don't be up, you know how I do, man. You know, I like to spread the love around. You know what I'm saying? I like to get all my love, you know. So, yeah, that's what I did, man. The first weekend, man, my wife, you know what I'm saying? She took me out, man. You know what I'm saying? We spent a lot of quality time together, man. And, you know, got a chance to, you know, tell each other how much we love and, you know what I'm saying, respect each other for everything we brought to the table. And, you know, we just got a chance, you know what I'm saying, to develop another part of our relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's going to make us stronger. That's going to allow us to move forward. Then after that, man, I went home, man. I got a chance to spend time with some of my partners, man. Some of y'all might have seen some of the shit I was posting and shit, man. And yeah, man, some of them relationships, man, is like 40 years old, 40 years long. I'm talking about long with no spaces in them. Like, these people been my friends for like 40 years, man. These my partners, man. I got partners like 40, 30, 20-year relationships, man. But none of them people in them pictures that I put up, man, was like recent and shit. Like, these are like, either I watched these cats grow up from kids or we grew up together as kids, man. But yeah, I got a chance to like really get out of the experience, you know what I'm saying? That love, man, and that respect that we all have for each other, man. So yeah, man, it was a blessing, man, you know, and sometimes, you know, you have to get that, man. You have to go get that love, man. You can't sit around and wait for it to come to you, man. You know, when you got people in your life, man, that you can count on, man, that support you, man, that's really there for you, man, you have to go find the people, man, and get around them, man, so y'all can all absorb that energy, man, because you never know, man, what might happen the next day. So always take advantage of the day. So I suggest to anybody out there, man, that, hey, if you got some people you ain't spoke to, man, but you got that love, genuine love for them, man, hey, man, find out how to get, man, get on this Facebook shit, man, and reach out to these people. Me and my partner got links up now, man, like message links with everybody on one link, and we just communicate through that, man. But yeah, man, so yeah, that's what I had going on, man. So, you know, I just want to share that with y'all, man, and let y'all know, man, that I ain't gave up. I ain't got there, forgot about y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Because this, I love to do this shit, man. And that's what we're going to talk about today. That's what this episode about today, man. You know what I'm saying? Episode number 4. You know what I'm saying? In order to find your purpose in life, man, you got to first find your passion, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to first find something that you love to fucking do. Something that you will get up no matter what, man, and do this shit, man. No matter who's watching. No matter how many likes and goddamn supports you get. You know what I'm saying? You don't need it because this is the shit that make you happy. This is the shit that gets you through them days, man, when nothing else ain't going right, man. And that's called your passion, man. Because your passion, it'll take you to your purpose, people. You know, I tell you like this right here, man. It's like if you was in the woods, the lights and everything was cut off, it was dark, and you were walking down a dark road, man, and you ain't see where you was going, but you knew it was way out of this shit. All you needed was some light, and you could find your way out of it. Man, well, that's what your passion is, man. That's what your passion is. Your passion is your light that'll get you out of whatever darkness you're going through, man. No matter what you're going through in your life, man, if you could find your passion, man, I'm telling you, man, it'll change your whole life, man. It'll change your whole life. And then you'll start using it to change other people's lives. And that's when it become your purpose. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about today, man. We're talking about, man, look, point blank, man. Stop doing shit you like to do, man. You know what I'm saying? You just be wasting time doing shit you like to do. And the reason I say that is because you don't even have to put all the energy necessary in to doing that type of shit. You don't even have to learn everything you need to know to learn that type of shit. Just say like this right here. It's the motherfuckers that like to play video games. And they'll play them, they can get the more control and they know what buttons hit. But have you ever played a motherfucker that loves to play video games? Man, you can't beat that motherfucker. This motherfucker know everything it takes to got, man, look, I'm telling you, he be beating you and teaching you at the same time. Because see, that's what loving something do, man. See, when you love something, you have to learn everything that it takes to make this motherfucking shit function. Not just cutting it on or having it there for you, but knowing everything that it takes to make this shit function, man. That's when you love it, man. You get up any time of the day, man, to do it. That's what I do right here, man. I love this shit, man. I love this shit, man. You know why I love it, man? Because it make me feel good. And I get a chance to use it to try to help you feel good, man. And that's what my purpose is. Man, my purpose, man, and that's everybody's purpose. Your purpose, man, is to inspire people, man. To inspire people to be better than what they think they are, man. To help people get through whatever they're going through. That's what your purpose is. It ain't hard. But see, you got to have a passion to go along with that purpose, man. You got to have something that you love to do. Something that you want to share with the world that can help the world, you know what I'm saying, understand what their passion may be. But see, a lot of times, man, y'all motherfuckers just be doing a lot of shit you like to do. Half of y'all in relationships that you just like to be in. You don't love to be in this relationship. You don't do everything that you need to do to be making this relationship work, but you just like to be in it because all the shit that come along with being in the motherfucker. You may not be doing as much as the person you with, and you reaping the benefits of everything that they providing for you. So you just like this shit. And because you like it, you out here doing stupid shit. You ain't goddamn learning nothing about the person you with, and then you getting confused about why they don't always want to be down with the shit. Look, maybe this ain't the person you supposed to be with. But you would never know that unless you got to learn more about this motherfucker. And that's what it's about, man. You have to learn to love the shit you're doing. Not liking it. Not liking it, man. I'm telling you that. Like it. You like the shit. You don't got to get up at the crack of dawn because you like to goddamn get up at the crack of dawn. No, you got to love to get up at the crack of dawn. To motherfucking get up at the crack of dawn. So, yeah, that's what this shit is about, man. This shit is about, man, finding your motherfucking passion, man. Find something that you love to do, man. And then turn that into some shit that can bring you some motherfucking wealth, man. Start selling that shit. Start selling the shit you love to do. Because you know you will get up any time of the day and do this shit. And you're going to eventually perfect it. If you don't know everything about it, the fact that you love to do it, man, listen, man, I'm telling y'all, man. Don't be wasting your time. That's really all I'm saying, man. If you're going to do something, man, do it because you want to learn the more. You want to learn everything it takes to motherfucking master doing this shit, man. Like, I love my life, man. And that's why I try to learn as much as I can about living my life and what it's going to take for me to continue to be able to live in this life. And I suggest you to do the same thing, man, because like I tell y'all, and anybody that speak to me or spoke to me or get one of my deals, no, I tell you, every day ain't going to be great, man. But say it with me, man. You got to. You got to be great, man. You ain't going to wake up to the day that's written out for you. It ain't like that, man. You ain't got no control over that. And that's another thing that I try to tell y'all, man. Stop goddamn always worrying and complaining about shit you ain't got no control over. Because if you sit back right now and think about everything that you complain about or that you think going wrong, you really ain't got no control over that. And the one thing that you control, your motherfucking self, you refuse to do. You refuse to keep doing the shit that you could do until shit get better. You just got them just like, man, fuck it. Ain't nobody got them paying attention. Don't nobody support me, man. So I'm the motherfucker who... Bitch, it ain't about you all the time to other people. It got to be about you to yourself all the time. I'm telling you, man. This shit, like I tell y'all, man. Hey, look. Hey, watch this. Hey, man, I'm telling you, man. Hey, I'll take a smoke break on your motherfucker. Hey, look, let me tell you something. I care about you, not that excuse shit you doing. That's the only reason I consider this shit. I care about, man, you and trying to get you to understand, man, that you got everything you need to get through the shit you're going through, man. It's just that you won't accept that shit. You'd rather accept the fact that, oh, I'm weak and there ain't nobody here for me than to say, you know what, I don't need no motherfucking body, man, and I can do this shit on my own if need be. Because I'd never tell you, man, like, hey, man, I ain't need my wife to get here. I would be lying. I ain't saying I wouldn't get here, but I wouldn't have gotten here this fast. That's my partner, man, and I love my partner. And because I love her, I'm passionate about her. And because I'm passionate about her, I have to make sure that I'm always in tune with who she is and what she got going on and what she needs. And look here, man, that's what motherfucking love really do, man. But like I said, man, when you like something, man, shit, you'll watch it die. So I'm telling you, man, you know, that's what I come to y'all for, man, every fucking weekend when I get a chance to sit down on this couch and do, man, nothing but talk that real shit, man. I ain't got time for it. People like, man, my partner told me the other weekend, he was like, man, I was watching the episode, man, and you were talking some stuff, man, and I was about to say, hallelujah. He said, right before I could say it, you hit the blood and said, man, fuck that shit. And I laughed and I said, and I meant it, man. And that's what you have to, man, fuck that shit, man. Fuck that shit, man. Take accountability for your own motherfucking life, man. Be responsible for the shit that you doing in this motherfucking world, man. And see how that shit work out for you. But if you ain't got your shit together, what the fuck you worried about what's going on out there in that world? You can't do shit about it. You ain't got your shit together. You waiting on them to get their shit together so they can help you, you lazy motherfucker. Man, y'all tripping, man. I'm telling you, this big hump, man. This shit right here is only for people that's trying to be successful, people. That's all this shit. The shit that I be doing and I be talking for people who really want to be successful in their life and understand the shit that I'm saying. But for anybody else, it kind of sounds like I'm talking down on it, don't it? Yeah, don't it? Shit, man. But no matter what you think, man, your life still going to be the way it is. You can cut this bitch off and do what you want to do, man. But if your shit ain't together, man, that's on you. You responsible for that shit, not Big Unk. Like I told y'all, man, I ain't here to goddamn always jump that dead battery off every morning, man. At some point, you got to change your own motherfucking battery. Meaning, you got to be responsible for your own shit, not me, man. I'm just here to goddamn try to give you some little goddamn, you know, something that'll goddamn nudge you to the right direction, man. That's all I'm trying to do, because I'm telling you, man, like I tell you all the time, man, Big Unk straight, man. Big Unk straight, man. I'm telling you, man, I am. Man, if you don't know, you better look at Instagram. Because, see, that's sometimes that's all some of y'all motherfuckers ever understand is what a motherfucker got. You'll be respecting what a nigga got to do to get that shit. You know what I'm saying? Just think like, oh, shit just happened. Shit don't just happen unless you make it happen. You ain't going to pray your way into nothing. You ain't going to not. I tell you that all the time, man. God ain't in the goddamn thing. Look, I'm telling you, that shit on you. That shit on you, man. So it's going to be what you decide to do with your own motherfucking life. But I could tell you this, man. If you don't hurry up and find you something you passionate about, man, you ain't going to never find nothing you love. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. If you in a relationship, man, and you wondering why, you know what I'm saying, you ain't loving him, man, maybe you ain't passionate about the motherfucker you with. And that's okay, too. But you got to be honest enough with yourself and the person you with to say, you know what, man, this ain't really working out for neither one of us, man. And move on. You can't just be sitting around liking what motherfuckers doing for you while you bringing them down and shit. But to love something, you have to learn everything about what it takes to love that. You want to watch it grow. You want to help it grow. So you have to learn. And that's what happened with this whole shit that I'm doing right now. Like I tell you, go back and look at my shit, man. In the beginning, man, I was liking it. And I was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? I fell in love with this shit. And because I fell in love with it, man, I had to start learning more shit than just talking in front of this motherfucker. I had to learn how to motherfucker sit down and goddamn, you know, work this Pro Tools that I'm recording off on. You know what I'm saying? I had to goddamn sit here, man, and not just myself, because I'm not taking the credit. Me and my wife, sometimes when I say me, I speak for both of us because we both together, we a union. So, yeah, man, we did all this shit by ourselves, and it took time. But shit, hey, that's all we got is time. That's all we got. Fuck all that life too short shit, man. I ain't worried about that. I ain't got no control over that. But I got control over my life and what I can do while I'm living. And I suggest you to do the same thing, man. So, yeah, man, that's what I wanted to come to y'all with this morning, man. You know what I'm saying? To share it with you, man. Because like I told you, man, Big Cook ain't going to take up too much of your time, man. I'm just say what I got to say, man, and leave it at that right there. Because, hey, man, I got shit to do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be sitting here all day goddamn doing, you know what I'm saying? That's all it takes. Give you some of that real shit, man, and slide on. But, yeah, man, like I said, man, you know how Big Unk do, man. I love y'all, man. Man, I want y'all to win. Man, I'm telling you, I don't even know none of y'all. You know what I'm saying? And some of y'all that I've got a chance to know, man, you know how we rock. But for anybody else, man, this shit just instills realness, man. I just want to see people win, man. I want everybody to be great. But I understand everybody ain't going to be great, man. Everybody ain't going to be okay. Everybody ain't going to have a nice life. Everybody ain't going to motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, have everything they need. So it's going to be some starving people. It's going to people go, you know, that's what the world is. Because, man, I'm going to tell you, everybody ain't willing to get up and find what they passionate about, man. That's all that's wrong. That's all that's wrong, man. But, yeah, man, I'm going to let y'all go with that, man. So, like I say, man, y'all know how I do, man. This Big Unk, man. And like I do every time I go before I go, man. Y'all say it motherfucking with me, man. And that's a motherfucking what? That's a motherfucking checkmate. Peace.